Blog Talk Radio.
Famo Nation, what I'm reppin'. Pop raised me as a weapon. It's soldier over here and I don't fuck with half steppin'. Double trays, I throw it up, cause I'm the only one gon' bring it up. Real in the field, I stay lower to the soil. I stay away from lanes, cause they game smells full. I be working and jerking in the midst of turmoil. The devil tried to take my body, so I gave him war. I'ma fight him and fight him, and I'ma fight some more. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, or nada, no way no more. They forgot I had the mafia beside me. Go boy, stay focused on the mission. Ain't gon' lie, my penny picture. I've been on the bottom, had dreams of being richer. You shining, I'm grinding, can't you see the bigger picture? I'm laying out my game, the points are coming swifter. Used to serve you off the plate, Pablo, give you a sniffle. Now we worldwide live jerking, better catch my ripple. We be working, ain't working, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shift. We be working, ain't working, famo moving.
First thing first, mind your fucking business. You ain't famo, you ain't shit, I can't fuck with you. Why hell no, I do not leave a witness. Nothing personal, I'm all about my business. That's why I'm so low, only care about my pocket. I'm watching the pocket watches, you motherfuckers, not stopping me. Keeping all the profit, no limits, you ain't stopping me. Money making animal, untamed. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You can't do it like I do it, no, no. You say you bout your dollar, walk around here like Apollo. Stop the blow up, we all know that I ain't yo.
We be working, ain't working, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working, ain't working, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing. Forget the disrespect and watch us working and jerking. Jerk King steady jerking every day. A new fan stash growing like old man. Pile it up then add it, multiply back at it. Get a lot of ice heat. What happened to the crack addicts? Every way we tracing guava. I'm in the time of popping collars. I top it with my pop shit. I learned to stretch the dollar. I'm working and jerking, famo moving fast pace.
We be working and jerking, famo moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no.
This drink is mixed perfect, bruh.
This snozberry tastes like snozberry.
Know that beat don't stop till the break is gone. Headed after me, I meet beats, sang the song. Even ride it after sex, I might stay too long. Cause I can't stop looking at all these honeys shaking thong. Make it off, lil' mama, best show you right. Seen you looked a little freaky and was told you might. Ain't hurting till the one-on-one show tonight. Showing the new age, flowing with an old school vibe. Candy painted logos, drop tops and photos. Rims mounted on low pros, crop trucks and photos. Wood grain gripping and you could stay tripping. With significant others, man, bet you would say different. Roll up that purple, that Cheech and Chong. It's a mystery, baby, we see no wrong. Even the Midwest weather, we gon' sing those songs. This'll be the best ever, cause the beat goes on.
We ride, we ride, we ride.
hard, let the top down. Knees drop, black top with the knockdown. Lollipop to the lips with the know-how. I get so bad when the sticks make the cash cow. Double cup with the yak, say it's on the rocks. Lumberjack, Kodiak, I should've chosen Fox. It don't matter what I choose, I'm on them go back. Significant others with the others and the chrome plaque. Monophonic single file on the soundtrack. Now I'm for the epic and the static for the comeback. Assets with the gas, raise the Chevrolet. Where the vinaigrette, tip sharp as a bayonet. I can't make you pick, it's up to you. You choose the choice, it's up to you. I'll go to the rub on 22. Stop wasting my time. We ride.
What's good, baby? Y'all already know it's the Mister. This is Back to Business 16 right here on Chop On It Radio Network System, baby. We about to get it in, man. Big shouts out to all our sponsors. Big shouts out to Famo Nation, man. Y'all already know how we rocking. We feeling good up in here today, so we going to jerk out, man. We got some fire music, and we got a couple topics for y'all as well. But we got to go ahead and check in with none other than the man himself. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Famo, what's good with you?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Why? Man, go ahead and let the people know who you. Well, see, but Famo already know what the script is. I'm gonna step back.
Hey, yeah, you know I'm on it, man. Why, Dallas, Mr. Exclusive? You know, he gets it in.
Yes,
we always on go. Famo Nation,
always.
Brand Gang, ENG, everything.
We off in here, man. Heavy. Hey, Famo, man, how it's been going down, man? What the weather been looking like on that side?
Ah, Famo, it's too damn hot. It's
man.
Too hot to do anything.
Today
I had it in my mind
day.
Today I was going to mow the grass and do some other household chores. I went to sleep. Too hot.
Man, you? Man, I had my niece came over here. My niece came and went swimming. Nah, man, I stayed in the house, man. Famo, since I got you on the line, man, and big shout out to Petty Murphy as well, man. I got Petty Murphy on the line, too. We'll be checking in with him. You know, on the last couple of shows, man, we had talked about a few different topics, different things, and stuff like that, man. Let me get your take. Did you see where Westbrook, or did you already give how you feel about the Westbrook going to the Lakers?
No, I haven't said anything about it. But to be honest, I don't know how to feel because it all depends. If Westbrook enters a new role in his career to fit that team, then they're going to be dominant. But if Westbrook coming trying to get triple-doubles all the time, he's going to fuck up the flow, and they're going to be worse than they was this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that, man. And you know, right now, man, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, man, with professional sports, whether it be basketball, football, boxing. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. And I've been peeping a lot of it and just kind of just, you know, sitting back evaluating, man, and seeing what's what. But yeah, man, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in sports, and I know what that move is. They trying to get everybody want the best team, right? Everybody want the best team, man. And I'm like you, if you go in with the team mindset, hey, might turn into a next dynasty. If not, man, then you know, hey, they're gonna be able to make that move, man, just to be able to have to end up making another move, but. We shall see. I am a Lakers fan. Always been a Lakers fan, man. And, I'm not real big of a LeBron James fan. I can't say that. I'm just going to be honest, man. Nothing against you personally, but I just say, you know, it just wasn't my guy. You feel me?
Yeah.
But one thing I did want to touch on, Famo, man, is because right now in today's time, man, I'm pretty sure you didn't see it, and I know Petty Murphy didn't see it as well. Freedom of speech has really, 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 in 2021, man, and nowadays, is become a thin line, man. Speaking out on things not threatening nobody or, you know, that type of stuff, but speaking out of how you feel now causes people a lot more than what it did. I believe in our country here in America, I believe we done got soft when it comes to words. I remember growing up hearing some harsh things, and it was cool. Now, I know a lot of people may have been tripping on these rappers that then spoke out about the same sex. I said, man, hey, do what you do. It don't bother me. If you a man and you like a man, hey, salute. Shout out to you. You a woman, you like a woman, hey, salute. Shout out to you. But one thing you got to understand is everybody is not going to agree with it. Everybody is not going to accept it. So you just got to understand that. And that's with anything. Hell, even a man is liking a woman. You know what I mean? Or a woman liking a man. Ain't everybody ain't going to accept the man that you like or the woman that you like or even what it is what you're doing. But for people to come out, man, and stand up and just speak about how they feel about it and, you know, basically saying they ain't with it and this and that, and the backlash that comes from that. Now, I know a lot of them got vulgar, Famo. I know they said some vulgar stuff. But these are just expressions. I mean, this is a word. And, yeah, they're influential and influencers. But if they ain't with the shit, they ain't with the shit. Man, what's your take on all this?
Yeah, it's kind of like you said. If they ain't with the shit, they ain't with the shit. But the problem is now the world is very sensitive. You know what I mean? They think you saying your opinion is attacking everybody. Gonna make somebody else go attack somebody or some shit. Cause the problem with, like, I ain't gonna say his name, but we both know it's a rapper that just did some shit on stage. And see, he getting backlash for it, but you gotta think about who he's getting backlash from. Like, who did you offend? Did you offend Joe fans, or did you offend some motherfuckers who ain't even fucking with you in the first place?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all about somebody getting offended and want to do something about it. Instead of cutting it off and instead of stop messing with that artist yourself, you feel the need to try to get everybody else and their mama to stop listening to the motherfucker too. And it's like it's hypocritical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because you don't like this man don't mean we're not supposed to like this man, regardless on what he said. I don't feel some type of way about him not liking what he don't like. It doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? Like, if you're offended by that shit, then what? You're offended because did you think you was finna get the baby? Now, I don't say the nigga name. See, that's why I got to stop talking.
Yeah.
I don't want to go say his name. Say his name. But, yeah, it's like, man. I'm so good at minding my business, I miss a lot of stuff. But people would just mind their business and worry about what worries about you, they'll be all right.
I agree with you.
Man don't like that video, he don't like that video. You like the video, then go watch it. It was made for you. You the one that like it. It wasn't made for him.
That's how I feel about it, man. I feel the exact same way. Hey, man. Everybody got what they like and what they don't like. You know what I mean? But because some people then backed off of some of these people, potential sponsorships, money, this type of thing, getting ready to be lost out. And my whole thing is we as a country, America, have gotten so damn soft. We're afraid for somebody to stand up and speak the truth or speak real. And I'm not saying us here is on the show, but as a whole, we're afraid for people to speak their mind, whether they right or wrong, just speaking their mind, man, standing up and just speaking their mind, speaking how they feel. We got so soft on it. You can't say this, you can't say that.
Now, I'm going to tell you, though, Famo, the reason why these people, business and corporations are backing off some of these artists is because that hurts their money. You know,
exactly.
I don't care what you believe in your free time, but once you start messing with my money, I got to back away.
Exactly.
So your views is getting you a lot of backlash. If I continue working with you, I'm going to get a lot of backlash. And I don't want my sales to go down for one person out of the other many celebrities I'm working with. So
that's as 100K as you get.
You know what I mean? And that's what's scary about it. Cause like you said, it don't matter if you're right or wrong. If it's not received well, it can ruin your career.
Man. And you said it right. If it ain't received well, boy, it leads to some, it leads to some damage in a lot of ways, man. And, you know, I was sitting back, man, and I was just going back over this freedom of speech. Just going back over freedom of speech, man. And a lot of people don't understand that they also got limitations on speech as well. You know what I mean? So they got limitations on freedom of speech. So reading that and being up on that, you'll see that the you know what I mean? You can kind of understand what you can really do with your freedom of speech and really what you can't do. And actually, you know, they could press people harder about a lot of other things when it comes to that too. But, man, we're going to break it down just a little bit, and we're going to touch on it, man, because I just feel like more and more, man, what I'm seeing, and even when it comes to boxing, like just say with Deontay Wilder, we ain't going to get into it too much, but you know, every time that he started speaking real and he started speaking the truth, man, what they do to him, man. They ain't want him to talk. They started not covering him, started batting, making him sound like he was crazy, and all this type of stuff. You know what I mean? When it comes to his suit and all of this. Hell, I even made jokes about it. But, that's what it was. It was jokes. But at the beginning of it all, when you stand up and you speak out, or you speak what's on your mind, speak what's on your heart, they get fearful because you show a power that they can't control.
I see, with Wilder, he's aggressive with everything he does.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes right back into how it's received. He could be saying some real shit, but he's so aggressive and so monster-like in the persona he shows. It's like, it ain't received well. It sound like you yelling at me.
Right.
What you mad for? Why are you so mad? And he can fuck around and not even be mad. It's just the way he projects it. You feel that angry aura from him. Like, true enough, as a fan, when he wins and shit, and he's, you know, kings this, kings that, yeah, it's all good, but he's still aggressive when he celebrates.
It is
all how you talk to people. And to be honest, fam, nothing's free no more. We don't got free nothing.
Right.
Can't say what you want. Can't do what you want. Nothing's free. Even in your own household, you can do some shit behind your doors, and they can fuck with you even with that. And I'm not talking about breaking the law and, you know, the craziest shit that people do behind doors that should be seen. Just minding your business, they could bust in your shit for no reason, have the wrong house, and don't even have to do nothing. My bad. And going on about their business. So,
yeah.
Nothing's free. Even us right now, we can say the wrong thing right now, and somebody can be after us. Well, they'd be able to do something. Yep. That's
it's
up for discussion.
Right,
you know,
right. I see what you're saying.
But come at us to inconvenience us, they can do that. That's all it is. You say your opinion to the wrong motherfucker, you will be inconvenienced.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Man, great outlook. Great outlook, man. I agree with you, man. And you right, man. It's how it's received. You know what I mean? And that's deep, especially when you in the light, when you're in the limelight. You know what I mean? You could be received in a certain way that, like you said, might mess up they money. And if they paying you any kind of money, you can't mess up they money. So some things you can't say, some things you can't do, because 99.9% of the time, you just signed your name on the dotted line. So once you
I got a perfect example.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a perfect example for you. Now, Nike. Remember Lil Nas X made that shoe that supposed to have the human blood in it. And
right.
Even though Nike didn't actually make that shoe for him, the fact that he made it, people was trying to get people to stop buying Nike completely.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And Nike made
yep.
Jordans and this and the third, and Air Force, all this shit. They worried about one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it could mess up the whole company sales with everything else.
Yep. You're right. Great example, too, man. Great example. Because that's, you know, like you said, all these other shoes are coming up under there, but it can damage the brand because people will on that type of level. And where we at as a country right now, man, and just in the world in general, man, people will boycott your shit over something simple, misunderstanding, or something that's not perceived in the right way or how you intended it to be.
Mm-hmm.
They not trying to lose out millions. But see, that's the thing. When you sign your name on that dotted line, right, you got to move accordingly. You got to act accordingly. When you take on those type of companies, brands, those type of people, you know, certain things you can't say because, like you said, that could cause backlash to them. And if just because they're connected with you can cause you to lose sales, cause you to lose new customers, cause you to use sponsorships, work, whatever it is, people want to drop you from TV networks and all kind of stuff, man. Don't want to air your show.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to air your show. Yeah, man. And that's a lot of big money. That's big money. I'm not saying that it's okay to, you know, whatever he said. Hey, man, whatever them people that they all on, everybody been talking about because they came out and said how they feel. Hey, whatever they feel, that's how they feel. But also, too, for them, they got to know. They got to know. You going to either play the game or the game going to come away from you. If you don't play the game, you're going to have a little success, but then what happened? Over the years, you start winding down. You hear from them less, little bit less, and then no more.
Yeah.
No more. So, hey, like I said, man, I'm with you, though, on that. You know certain contracts you have, certain companies you represent, or whatever it is, certain things you can say, certain things you can do. Your actions can affect others, and you got to be careful on that. A lot of people, you know what I mean? And that's why I say when it comes to those stars and stuff like that, man, you know what I mean? It really ain't a freedom, especially when you're getting the sponsorships and brands and things like that, because like we've been talking about, certain things you can't say, certain things you can't do. Some of them will tell you, you know, just depending on what type of company it is or what type of sponsorship it is. I know a lot of them with quarterbacks in the NFL, they won't cover them if they ride motorcycles because of motorcycle injury, what could happen to the quarterback. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they won't ride with them. Yeah, if they ride motorcycles, they'll put it in the contract. You know what I mean? And you sign on that dotted line, you got to uphold that.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you get on that motorcycle, they're going to take you to court and get their money back.
Get their money. Sure will, man. Sure will. Sure will. The freedom of speech, man. We're going to get into it. We're going to take just a real quick short break, and then we're going to come back on, man. We're going to bring Petty Murphy on, let him touch on this topic, man, and then we're going to also go ahead and get right off into this freedom of speech, man, so I can get you a opinion while I got you on the line, man. Y'all already know this is Back to Business 16. Y'all already know it's the Mr. YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, baby. We ain't doing nothing but offering her Joker, man. Let's go ahead and turn it up a little bit.
Boom me up, JT!
I kept going off. I kept going off. I kept going off. I kept going off. Gang.
Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the stack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the stack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Got 7 bus stand for a smoke, got some glove, got a mag, got a strap, got a host, got a hater, got beef, got a shirt, got a post. I'm a real street nigga, I'm just doing what I'm post. Take 6 fixin', and I'm getting a little close. Mr. Lean, nothing lickin' out, nigga, tillin' over, nigga, smoking by more lumber flow. Soldiers don't really need drugs, I can kill your ass off. Off the phone, off a zone in my home, off the crown to his dome, he was wrong, so he gone. I been juggin' all week with little bone, fiend won't leave me alone. New dope, off song, like a Fetty Wap song. Went off and got on, tryin' get my guap long. I been takin' stock home, like got a syndrome. Got my son a four-wheeler, got his mama gemstone. I'ma die, dope dealer, put it on my tombstone. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. I'm going out like I'm broke, but the bills do. Wet a nigga up, leave him soak, let a meal do. Fuck a big hoe, 24 with a pill do. Came fresh squeeze, I'm the nigga with the real do. I can do magic with the soft and the wrist move. Flying out the Cali, $80 for Gorilla Glue. Anybody ever ran off, I'ma kill you. I'ma make a nigga feel everything I went through. Apple juice, shot of Hennessy and the whole deuce. Make a bitch nigga tighten up, cause it's whole loose. Bubba Black, Young to Piper, her girl, 2-2. Ain't too many niggas fighting up, cause we gon' shoot. Even if dope got cut, still gon' move. Life throwing jazz up a cut, still got brew. Anybody playing both sides, don't got truth. Even if nigga count me, I still won't lose. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass. Off the weed, off the gas, off the cash, off the block, off the plays, off the strap and the mask, off the rocks, off the pills, off the sack, off the bag, off the soft, off the pants, off the stash, off my ass.
Out of Ohio, be trying to catch all of them high notes. Glued to a level as I can go viral. Best be ready, I'm raising the bass and treble onto another level. Like the flu, an infectious disease in your head. Spreading the sickness, the only survivor. Rising up to rap with lazy, already set in a standard while making this music that you hear in your speaker. In my zone with my headphones on, making a remix to the blaze to kill it. Sending the fire before the great lazy zone. Knew we'd make it, but it was not easy. We were tired of not ever eating. Took a bite out of the game. Bold new recipe without needing weed. You know what they call me. If you don't, best be ready, cause I am OP. Get to know me, I will never be mean to you. Maybe be silly, just like your little Willy. Time to slam. Don't be rude, respect is what I want from you. Earn a given, not just get it. It's part of the life I live. Thanks to you, I'm on the rise. Blunts in the air, let's burn them all night. Everybody knows that I like to get high, so come on and catch me on the rise.
Watch me while I'm on the rise. Steady incline, watch me shine. Watch me thrive, watch me vibe. We just on the rise.
On the rise.
Yeah, that's right. Watch me as I'm on the rise.
On the rise.
Watch me as I'm on the rise.
Nigga straight from the land, fam. Boy, I'm a man. Y'all niggas know who the fuck I am. Same little nigga with a master plan. Always coming up with a faster plan. I'm a factor, man. I'm attractive, man. I'm an OG nigga. I'm a classic, man. I get active and I get at you, man. Lay your ass in the casket, man. Can't be bare, gotta pack that thing. Still getting down for my goddamn thing. All these rhymes that I got gon' bang. All these songs I'm a shotgun sing. Yeah, like a lullaby. Rock my tune, give a thug a try. Can't silence me, you can't mummify. Win platinum rhymes a few hundred times. So I'm running mine like a running back. Running over niggas. Ain't no coming back. Never had no mercy and don't get no slack. I'm a tank that killer, gorilla, no fast. Inspirational, generational, one of a kind. Headstrong. They follow me and the D.O.N.D. in mind. They never been led wrong.
Never been led wrong. I got much love for Bone. Hear it in my tone. These are the words that are on my phone. Never alone while I listen to Bone. Their songs I hear make my mind feel blown. Come on, come on. Give them a chance and dance a bone, 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 bone.
Watch me while I'm on the rise. Steady incline, watch me shine. Watch me thrive, watch me vibe. We just on the rise.
On the rise.
Yeah, that's right. Watch me as I'm on the rise.
On the rise.
Watch me as I'm on the rise.
Watch me make it almost famous, I know. Let me take it to a level I won't never fall from. See, I'm awesome, live with a piece of conscious thought through your spinal. Like I'm amazing, I got it from mom. I'm partially crazy for Papa was brought up. And now my name's Zenith, but if I call him, y'all just yell this cause I made it from the bottom. Hand me a gold and I set it in motion. Wave at my
while I'm on the rise. Steady incline, watch me shine, watch me thrive, watch me vibe. We just on the rise.
On the rise.
Yeah, that's right. Watch me as I'm on the rise.
On the rise.
Watch me as I'm on the rise.
On the rise. Steady on the incline, watch me shine. Every single day my life burns bright. As I'm on the rise, on the rise.
Watch me as I'm on the rise. Watch me while I'm on the rise. Steady incline, watch me shine. Watch me thrive, watch me vibe. We just on the rise.
On the rise.
Yeah, that's right. Watch me as I'm on the rise.
On the rise.
Watch me as I'm on the rise.
She got a check, and I got a check, yeah, we gotta understand. She ain't my bitch, but that's still my bitch, yeah, we gotta understand. The shot gon' ride, you know I'ma ride, yeah, we gotta understand. We gotta understand, yeah, we gotta understand. She fuck on me good when I'm stressed. She stay in her lane, she don't press. She know she the one, she got next. I fuck with her ass, she'll fix. She bringin' them racks every week. My cop up pitifully. She keep them bitches out of business. She know they be hatin' her thing. Yeah, we gotta understand it. I wet up them fucking panties. She like a rush, she tell me to choke and beat it up like a savage. I ain't playing the gram of the snap. I ain't posting no picture, get back. When I pull up, we countin' the sack. At the day, yeah, I'm gripping that ass. She know how I rock, she stay in the lane. She been on the shit, she make on play. Whenever I'm stressed, she know what to say. She hit my line, let get away. Don't listen to her, cause these bitches gon' hate. She keep the play and stay out the way. All of these niggas want time in the face. But that's in my bitches, she let me today. Yeah, that my little ride or die. You know she gon' ride or die. That my little juvenile, nigga. Cash money 99. When I pull her, she roll up and stretch down to nothing. I had to come back for more. Yeah, she with it, I'm with it, I'm with it, she with it. Yeah, we don't go back and forth. She got a check, and I got a check. Yeah, we gotta understand. She ain't my bitch, but that's still my bitch. Yeah, we gotta understand. The shawty gon' ride, you know I'ma ride. Yeah, we gotta understand. We gotta understand. Yeah, we gotta understand. She fuck on me good when I'm stressed. She stay in her lane, she don't press. She know she the one, she got next. I fuck with her ass, she'll fit. She bringin' them racks every week. My cop up pitifully. She keep them bitches out of business. She know they be hatin' her thing.
My bitch bad, but she not mine's really. She say she got a nigga, but his ass real timid. She hit me every week, so I can come and kill it. I monster on that pussy, yeah, her soul, I feel it. Yeah, we gotta understand it. That pussy feel like it's suggesting something, talking crazy, she so demanding. I call her my little go-getter. When it come to back, she can't fuck with her. Grind here, we go ghost, nigga. She come back, it's more, nigga. Ay. Hey, no lie, she the truth. I might put her in designer. I might Louis V a shoe. I might put her in the coupe. I might let her drop the roof. Ain't no tripping, yes, you know that. Nigga try me, she gon' shoot.
She got a check, and I got a check. Yeah, we gotta understand. She ain't my bitch, but that's still my bitch. Yeah, we gotta understand. The shawty gon' ride, you know I'ma ride. Yeah, we gotta understand. We gotta understand. Yeah, we gotta understand. Fuck on me good when I'm stressed. She stay in her lane, she don't press. She know she the one, she got next. I fuck with her ass, she'll fit. She bringin' on racks every week. My cop up pitifully. She keep them bitches out of business. She know they be hatin' her thing.
Now everything's about you now. I'll all I really wanna do now is love you.
That's at YM Dallas, man. Y'all already know. Y'all will hear from him here in just a second as well. With that, if you let me, make sure y'all go stream him on all major streaming platforms, man. YM Dallas, hey, Mr. Exclusive be jerking. Heavy hitter, man. Y'all don't even know. And for everybody that's doing shows in Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, hey, you need to go ahead and holler at Femo, man. Book Femo. Put him in there. Holler at him. See if he even with it and do it. But, hey, man, we got one of the hottest, man, at what he do right here in the city, man. Right here in the city, man, like a diamond in the rough, you dig? But check this out. Let's get into this freedom of speech, right? This is what we was talking about, man, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is a principle that supports the freedom of an individual or community to articulate their opinions and ideas without fear of retaliation, censorship, or legal sanction, like right here on top on the radio. We don't really have to worry about censorship as long as we not promoting hate speech or violence. We good. You did. So like I said, it's still rules to the game. All right. So the term freedom of expression is usually used synonymously with in the legal sense, but it includes an activity of seeking, receiving, and imparting information or ideas regardless of the medium being used, right? So Eleanor Roosevelt, man, in 1948, man, everyone has their, that's what he said, man, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of the frontiers, right? That was Eleanor Roosevelt, man. He spoke on it. Y'all can go check that out. The right to freedom of expression is recognized as a human right, and that's under the Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and recognized in an international human rights law in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, or the ICCPR. Article 19 of the UDHR, which is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it states that everyone should have the right to hold opinions without interference, and everyone should have the right to freedom of expression. This right should include freedom to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds, either orally, in writing, or in print, in the form of art, or through any other media of his or her choice. The version of Article 19 in the ICCPR later amends this by stating that the exercise of these rights carries special duties and responsibilities. So you got to get into it. And may therefore be subject to certain restrictions. When necessary, to respect the rights or reputation of others or the protection of national security or of public order of public or public health or morals, right? So freedom of speech, and we're going to get into some of the limitations, man. Freedom of speech and expression, therefore, may not be recognized as being absolute. And common limitations or boundaries, if you want to think of it like that, to freedom of speech, this is some of them that it relates to. Slander, obscenity, pornography, sedition, incitement, fighting words, classified information, copyright violation, trade secrets, food labeling, non-disclosure agreements, the right to privacy, dignity, the right to be forgotten, public security, and perjury. Justifications for such include the harm principle proposed by John Stuart Mill on Liberty, which suggests that the only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of a civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others. So the idea of the offense principle, we'll get off into that. But let me bring Femo Wyo Dallas on, and we got to bring Petty Murphy on as well. And let me get Petty Murphy thoughts. Petty Murphy, man, you've been rocking with us. What's good? We got you and YL Dallas on. Petty Murphy, man, let me hear your thoughts. What's on your mind?
Man, it's good to be on, Samo, YL. I just wanted to tell everybody that, one, If You Let Me has been the most requested song on the Petty Murphy Project this week. So YL's being heard all over the world, and he's actually on tonight's episode of the Sunday Groove, where it's a 90s vibe type of music. So, you know, I had to throw in that If You Let Me, because he didn't, you know, with his talent and that voice of his and the talent, it brings back that 90s vibe. So, you know, shout out to Samo on that, man. And definitely people need to tap in with him. I mean, you got talent in your city that is, you know, basically no threat to you whatsoever. He's an ally. You need to tap in with him. Not only he's a producer, not only he's an artist, he's a producer. You know, basically he's there to help you get what you need. So, you know, that's respect. Now, on the West Coast.
Everybody that got beat for YL Dallas and for Scully, I'm on y'all helmets. Fall store seeing no projects drop off in the next month or two. We gonna have a sit down, man. I just had to throw that out
there. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm gonna throw that out there. On the Westbrook thing, look, all these super teams are trying to stop Giannis from repeating. That's all I have to say. I respect LeBron James. I hate his fans. Okay, there. That's freedom of speech right there. But on the freedom of speech thing, and I was listening to you on YL. YL's right. We're not free. We can't say what we want to say. We can't do what we want to do. You know, we're limited. Everything that they say in them, in those rights, in the Constitution, yeah, on paper, on general, yeah, you have that right, but guess what? It's limited. What the baby said last week at Rolling Loud. Like T.I. said, and everyone, I mean, he's grown. And like he said, it doesn't bother me because it ain't messing with my money. But on the other hand, on the business side of it, this is bad. This is very bad. You are one of the hottest rappers in the world. And making comments like that can cost you money. I have heard people not only in, you know, in the black, you know, entertainment world, but it's been in the white. And the first person that I thought of when I heard of that, and I actually have to YouTube it, I actually stayed up. Everybody remember Jimmy the Greek from the NFL Today from back in the day.
Right.
Now, Jimmy the Greek made a controversial comment right before the 1987 NFC Championship game, and we're in Washington, D.C. He was having the luncheon. Jimmy the Greek made a comment that blacks are more athletic than white. And he put it into where with the slaves. And CBS fired him immediately. They fired him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you never heard anything from him. So comments like that can cost you, with the freedom of speech, especially with the media, especially in the social media age.
Right.
Everybody knows I have been locked up in Facebook jail more than Bobby Brown has been locked up in jail in the year of 1999. And this is true. And, you know, the first time, you remember, FAMO, remember they locked me up for posting the reverse version of Roots. The meme after the whole Little Mermaid in black thing. I got out in 36 hours. Because, one, here's the thing about social media, and yes, everybody is sensitive. They are very sensitive. That post alone had over 1,000 likes and about 4,000 shares. Just by me only. You ain't counting the other hundred billions of people that use Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, now TikTok. We're not counting all of that. But it seems that there are some sensitive people in the world. And, yes, we must acknowledge that there are people that can and will be offended according to the law.
That's real.
Why,
Dallas? Femo, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Now
check this out. So let's drop this. I'm going to drop this on y'all, man. And this right, like you said, because you touched on social media and digital age. So this right here pertains to freedom of speech when it comes to a lot of stuff. So the idea of offensive principle, it's also used in a justification of speech limitations. Right? Hold on, I'm going to bring everybody back on in just a second. So it's used in a justification of speech limitations, describing the restriction on form of expression deemed offensive to society, considering factors such as duration, motives of the speaker, ease with which it could be avoided. With the evolution of the digital age, application of freedom of speech becomes more controversial as new means of communication and restrictions arrive, right? So, for example, the Golden Shield Project is an initiative by the Chinese government, the Ministry of Public Security, that filters potential unfavorable data from foreign countries. Kind of like what goes on social media where you can't really post, like what Petty Murphy had touched on, certain things without being censored, without being pulled down or put in Facebook jail or something like that, right? Because they have things set up that looks for certain stuff, and when it comes up, what pops up, if they ain't want it on there, that's what they're going to do. You know what I mean? And porn is off in that too. Pornography is in there too. You know what I mean? But, I mean, expressing yourself, like Petty said with the meme, that really shouldn't be too big of an issue. You know what I mean? Because how I see it, it's been a lot of years, man. It's been a lot of years in this country where a lot of things was offensive, where a lot of things was going on that was offensive was the normal, right? And, hey, they didn't take down. They didn't stop. They didn't do anything. Right, so now in these times, if people stand up and speak or they share that meaning, like you said, with the reverse of the roots, how can you get mad? How can you get mad? Because that's the energy that you created. Not saying tit for tat, but that's the energy that you created. That's what made you, in your eyes, dominant, right? But when a shoe is reversed or when others do it, that's the common folk or the citizen problem. But if it's pushing an agenda to control, then it's okay. If it's pushing an agenda to cause division and separation, then it's okay. If it's an action to draw people further from knowing who they really are into who you want them to think they are, then it's okay. So that's what I say, man. It's a lot of things out here, especially when it's freedom of speech. And right now, everything you say, you know what I mean? If you in that, like, everything you say, if it's wrong to somebody or a group of people, they on your helmet. And they going to be on your helmet. You know what I mean? And it's a good thing in certain cases when it comes to things that's wrong. Hate speech, hate crime, that type of stuff. We know that. We're not nobody saying anything about that. But you, when you're just expressing yourself that ain't hurting nobody, most people tend to think that's okay. But when you look at the limitations kind of state a little bit different than you being able to say whatever you want to say, and it's no problem. It can also, if it's deemed offensive to society. Now, let me bring Petty Murphy on. FemOYL Dallas, man, let me get y'all thoughts on that right there. Deemed offensive to society. FemOYL, you still on there?
Oh, yeah. See, what I think they did it where it wasn't made for us. They didn't mean us when they said that. You know, we are in a part of their society when it comes to who's offended and who else. You know what I mean? They got a specific type of person they're talking about with that. And it's like they want you to have the majority outlook. As long as you don't offend the majority, it don't matter if you offend a small group of people. But when it comes to the majority, they pretend like they know what's best for everybody.
Okay. I can feel that. Teddy Murphy, man, you got any thoughts on that? That being defensive to society?
Yeah. I think what it is, and you touched on it, you got to think about our ancestors, man. The things that they did to us. That was offensive. And see, it was offensive because it was law back then. It only became sensitive to those when everybody started to see that it wasn't inhumane for what they have done to us. And this is not in our culture as black men. This goes everywhere, to every race and nationality and religion. It's now to the point that everything evolves. I don't care what anybody says. Everything evolves. This life. Social media has made this generation S-A-W-F-T, soft, because nobody can't see humor or seriousness when it comes to issues. And it can be anything. Like,
man,
you know,
I'm glad you were
talking
about this too. I'm glad you speaking on this from being in the comedy lane as well. I know that, you know, certain things they didn't try to get on comics for saying, which normally would have been okay.
Right. And y'all remember Dr. George Tillett, the abortion doctor in Wichita, Kansas, that was killed at the church right up on 13th and Rock.
That was 10 years ago.
All right, that was 12 years ago, I had just basically it was like the week of, right, like a few days after, I was getting ready to go do the loony bin off the 21st of Woodlawn. I just went and signed up to the open mic, but we left. We went over to Larry Butch at the time. We're up the street, and my bro Jew came up. He said, "Hey, bro, you got to change up your set because they don't want you telling jokes about George Tiller." And y'all don't know who Dr. George Tiller is, please Google him. He's the abortion doctor. When I got to Wichita the first time in 1993, he was shot by an abortion activist by the name of Shelly Shannon. He was shot in arms twice. He lived. So one Sunday morning, he went to church. My aunt used to work right over in the nursing home right before him, right owned by Via Christi. And this guy came all the way down from the Kansas City area. Basically, it's kind of like Dylan Roof in Charleston. Sat with the people, prayed with the people, but he shot George Tiller and he killed him. So, on the comedy lane, back in the day, you could say whatever you wanted. This goes from Vinnie Bruce, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, and then, you know, things happened to where, you know, everything got commercialized. You kind of started getting commercialized. People started to get sensitive about things. And the things that I tell people about comics is that comics tell the truth. And you've heard me say this many times. While you even seen me say this many times. I even posted on the book. People hate what they demand the most. That's the truth. You can't be sensitive to the truth if you're the one asking for it.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
I can feel it.
So, you know, everything that we're talking about, I wholeheartedly agree with all of y'all. Freedom of speech really needs to be redefined. Freedom of expression needs to be redefined. Because if we're limited in what we can say or do, then why put it in a constitution known as the Bill of Rights? Why? If you're going to limit it, we're supposed to be free. This is supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. Look at the key word, the land of the free.
And it also speaks on motives of the speaker. So the motive,
yes,
of speaker, that's of, you know, whatever it is that you're expressing, the motive of the speaker as well too. So I can kind of see that too, because if you know certain people are put in certain positions, right? Because you got to look at,
mm-hmm,
at both sides. I already said how I feel about it. So on the flip side of that too, they feel like certain people are in certain positions, and these people that's in certain positions that has millions of followers. Hold on, we're getting a little static, man. So I'll bring y'all right back in. Why? Yeah, I got you on. Okay, I want to get your thoughts too. It's people that are in certain positions. They got millions of followers, able to reach people, able to persuade people, able to have people pick up, dress like them, talk like them, act like them, love what they do, all this type of stuff, right? And kind of like going back to what Wyatt said, a lot of it now is, yeah, you might be able to, they could have, these people that we talk about that stood up and said some of the things that they said about same sex, you could have been able to say that and probably wouldn't have been no backlash, but you chose to sign a contract. And in that contract, you got certain things, but you can't hurt their brand. You can't make them lose money. But you in a position of power, and you got to tread lightly. Now, I'm not saying that you can't say what you believe in, or you can't stand up for what you stand up for. But if you know that you got these companies, these business deals, or these contracts, or these representatives, or whatever it is, on you, and you know that if you say this at these particular events, at these particular situations, it's going to turn all bad. You got to keep up with this type of stuff too. You can't think that you're invincible and won't nothing crash down on you, or people won't come after you, or things might not turn in your favor, because it can happen. Femo, motives of the speaker, because it got that off in there too. Motives of the speaker, man. Let me get your viewpoints on the Dean Defensive to Society, you did that, but the motives of the speaker that that closet got in there, motives of the speaker, you think that play a key part in the whole freedom of speech? Motive behind the speaker?
It plays a major part, because think about it like this. Remember, I can't remember the guy's name, but he had a cult, and he told them to drink the perfect drink. As one person telling all these hundreds of people to commit suicide, and they all did. You see what I'm saying? You talk about people like Trump. When Trump had that meeting, they was talking about raiding the Capitol. Even if he didn't mean do it the way they did it, the things he said were perceived that way, and his following took that and ran with it. And that goes back into the motive of what you're saying. What you saying that for? You're saying that because you're mad that you lost the election. You feel like it was unfair. So the reason what he was saying that was to get somebody to overturn the election. Then we had this goddamn January whatever when they raided the Capitol. So
right.
Your motives play a big part in the things you say when you have followers. Trump could have said that a totally different way, or even say if he was in private, said that they wouldn't have took it as a motive of riling people up. But you do that at a rally when everybody's listening to your every word, and you got all these people at your wing. They're doing what you will. So I think that is a big part of it.
Okay. And I can see that too, man. And also we got to remember too that just not too long ago, it was hate crime that was getting carried out on different races of people. And it was getting ignited by this person say this, this person say that, this person pitching a posting a video or doing something. So even though what they said, it wasn't, you know, mean like that, but it, you got to think of it in context. I mean, the motives. What was your motives of doing it? Standing up for yourself, understanding, but like you said, have to see. It was a and being soft, our country being soft. You a millionaire. You got to play. You got to follow the rules to the game. That ain't the game you in. The game you can only say so much. That's the game you chose. And you can't get mad when you step outside that line and they catch that ass. That's the game you chose to play. That's the game you chose to play. That's what you agreed to go by. That's the contract you signed to uphold. So that to me, anything in your personal, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. But when you're on them certain levels where you have the power to provide for so many people, change so many people's life. Now, I'm gonna keep it 100K. See, I'm not really big on one of the artists, because I remember a little situation where, you know, at one of his shows, he slapped the mess out of a black woman for taking the picture, and it wasn't even the woman who phone bumped him. And he slapped her like she was a man. See, I don't hold things against people, but then let me see your character. You don't really care about your black people. No matter how many songs you come out when they was killing all the people, the police was killing people, and they all of them was making little songs about that. Where the songs at now? We keep telling these people, it ain't what you think. They dropped all them songs so they can ride that wave. They can get them streams. They can get them views. They can push that song up to the top on the charts. Why? Because that's what was popular at the time. Okay, you let that time, that's why they say in time will tell everything. That time will pass. Where they at now? Where they speaking out now? What kind of songs they been dropping since then? Right back to killing each other, right back to the same thing, what they was saying that we shouldn't happen? Yeah. So when you step out of line and you in that game, hey, you brought it on yourself. you're not the activist. That's not your position. You know what I mean? If you want to be an activist, then understand what comes along with saying certain things.
the word that we haven't used yet.
It's coming out and apologizing, You know what I mean? A lot of people be like, oh, man, yeah, you know, that's the man thing to do. That's the woman thing to do. Yeah, you can look at it like that too, right? But that's why I said this new outlook I've been going through at the start of the day, when you open your mouth and you say whatever you say and you speak on something, stand on it. Stand on it. If that's how you really feel, if that's what you really believe in your heart, stand on it. When a million people against you, stand on that. Because when you fold, when you go get what you stand on, it make you look weak.
Yeah, see what it is. When they apologize, it's more or less them saying, I'm sorry y'all got mad. You know what I mean? Like, they meant what they said. But, again, if we go back to the money, like, they want me to apologize before they take this from me. I'm sorry y'all got mad. It may not be worded that way, but I'm pretty sure all this shit is, I'm sorry y'all got mad. So that's like Kevin Hart got in trouble for a fucking joke he made before this shit got so sensitive. It was years ago. Now he got to apologize or he can't fucking host whatever award show that was.
Y'all remember?
That motherfucker apologizing for a joke that helped him get where he at.
And the reason why I did want to break it down, man, is because I love this entertainment lane, just like a lot of other people love this entertainment lane, too. But sometimes people in these lanes that are blessed to get to the top or blessed to get to that certain positions that normal people aren't or that other people are striving to get to, they get a sense of, let's say, invisibility. They get a sense of they're greater than what they really are. And we're not talking about talent. We're not talking about the person that they are. Still man. And when you start looking at yourself greater than, you know, the most vibrant one, yeah, man, it's going to cause a lot of turmoil. And a lot of, that's why, and I had put this out there, a lot of people want the praise, they want the love, and they want the results that the most vibrant one gets. But that ain't what you supposed, that ain't your position. It ain't your position. Mm-hmm. Play with that. People play with that. And a lot of people don't, you know, just overlook it. No, you want people to praise you like you is the most high, the most vibrant one. You want people to look at you like you're the king. You want people to follow you. And see, this is you can believe, you ain't got to believe in religion, spiritual, whatever. You ain't got to believe. But I'm just speaking for me and my viewpoint, my opinion. That's where they go wrong. That's where all of them go wrong. And us, you think about it. All the ones that we put on that pedestal, that we start believing in their word, what they say out their mouth and what they write down in their raps and that type of stuff. And I'm not coming down on rappers. I'm just using it in context. We start putting them on a pedestal like whatever they say, that's law. What are we showing? We'd rather take the advice from man than where we should be looking for the advice from. And we know what it says about doing that. And what happens? They fall. All of them fall. Or the what they say was done in the dark will come to the light. Everything that's been hidden, all the little sneaky stuff and the foul stuff and all that, in time, what happens? It starts popping up and it starts showing.
Yeah. And no matter how long you've been on top, it all gets took from you at the end.
Man, and you know they done came out with so many movies about, like, dirty police officers and things like that. And I can't think of this one's name, man, but Nicolas Cage played one of these officers, man. And he was a dirty officer. And, you know, he was in this movie, man. He did some things, and then he was end up for an award. The city was, like, getting ready to give him an award. The mayor was giving him an award. And he won it. As soon as he won that award, everything that he was doing that he wasn't supposed to be doing, working with drug dealers, beating people up, taking their money, all this type of stuff, man, they start airing it out. Airing it out. Why? Because he was in a position of power. And how he used that power, he wanted people to fear him in the sense that, like, he was the God. Like, he was a king. And there's some people out there that say, you know, we all gods, and they got their beliefs. But even if you feel like you are a God, it is still one and the only, the Alpha and the Omega. And that's just how I look at it. I look at it like, and I look at all people when it comes to, see, the agenda when it pushed into hip-hop, it was an agenda. See, that whole coke stuff and all that stuff, it wasn't really big in hip-hop like that. It's always been in other genres, but it wasn't really big in hip-hop like that. But once they start pushing them symbols and pushing that mind state inside of hip-hop, doing it with things you see in the videos, doing it with lyrics, doing it with certain things they wear and all this type of stuff, see, that's all chaos. That's all manipulation. Right? Get you to support this because you thinking one thing when really you supporting something that you really shouldn't be doing. That's manipulation, and it tells you. It clearly tells you, if you are a person of the faith, it clearly tells you what things, you know, are like that. About manipulation, trickery, sorcery, all that type of stuff. That's all inside this. So when these people get caught for saying things, and they act like everybody should come to their defense, hell no. Nah. I would keep it 100K. I ain't coming to your defense. Just like you had tough skin to stand, just like you had tough skin to give your word to that's what you wanted to do, knowing good damn well what's going on after you done seen some of the things that we'll never get to see. You better stand on it. You better be, if you want to be their puppet, you better be their puppet to the end because that's what you chose.
Yeah.
Or give it up. Or give it up and get out here on the streets, take your money that you got, and then become that activist that can speak up. You can, not saying you can't use your voice while you're in there, but really you can't. Because if it's going to tear them down or if it's going to expose certain things, they're going to mute you. So you really can't say you can use your voice inside the industry. Conscious-wise, you can. But if you're doing it to where it's, like you said, perceived and received in a hostile manner, oh, man, they're going to shut you down. Yeah. That's why gangster rappers and conscious rappers, people always be talking about gangster rappers and conscious rappers. Well, when it comes to the conscious rap, when they telling you in certain things, it ain't really doing it in a hostile way. They can come off like it, but it's more in the mental. Gangster rappers or street cats and things like that, when we come off, sometimes we come off hostile. Same thing with YL Dallas said earlier in the show. You can speak it, but how it's going to get perceived and how it's going to get received is where your problem you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your problem going to run into. Yeah, and that's why I said I wanted to top on it, man, because it's 2021. And some of these things is things that, we know, old media and how you go in the chain of the government, they don't want to talk about. But I've known since I've been a kid to the age that I am now, I see the differences in what we can say. I see the differences in what we can do versus what we can't do. We've always had people who liked it the same sex, right? But when I was a kid coming up, it wasn't really forced on me like that. Not saying that at my age it wasn't being forced on nobody else, because there's a lot of people that got testimonies, man. But with the media, with all of this, not saying it's, hey, if that's what you want to do, that's between you and whatever. I know what I'm not going to do and what I stand up. But it do come to a certain level as you got to kind of, like we said, everybody ain't going to be with everything. So if people speak out against it, hey, man, that's what come along with you, what you deciding to do, whatever it is you decide to do. It's always going to be something. It's duality in this earth. So for everything that's good, it's a bad. For everything that's bad, it's a good. You got the light, you got the dark. It's a duality. You got good, you got evil. It's a duality. So for everything that you do when it comes to that right there, hey, you got to know, man, people are going to say something. Look how they talk about gang members. If I was gang members, I'd get a group of us, like a 300 or 1,000 of us or something like that, sign a petition and say, hey, man, people be saying bad things about us. We need that considered in a hate speech. Why not? They're giving it out to other people for the same in the same context, basically. People don't agree with gang members. Speak about it.
What's bad with a lot of these new gang members? I've been on YouTube looking at like Chicago. I've been on Chicago a lot lately. And
yeah. Hey, Mercy,
you got to the news talk about it, you know, they're bad, they're this, they're that, and the third. But they actually saying the same exact shit about themselves, but in a prideful, I'm doing the damn same way. You know what I mean? Like, they're happy about it. Talking about how they done murk this guy, murk that guy. This guy got so many bodies. But when the news talk about it, they talk about it exactly the same, just it's a negative light. So, it's weird that the gang members are bragging on that.
Kind of muffled out on me there, fam. I couldn't quite hear you.
I said it's different with these new age gang members because they kind of bragging now.
Right.
You know, old school, you don't really talk about it. You have a business, but you let that be it. Now they telling on themselves just so they can tell the next motherfucker they did something.
That is true. Petty Murphy, man, you said you had something to add to the convo. Go ahead. You on.
Yeah. Well, y'all know I was in Chicago 2 months ago. And one of my good friends I went to college with, her name is Shaq. We went to Fort Scott Community College, not too far from here in Kansas City. And, you know, she's from Chicago. And, you know, did the Music Evolve online album release party from a couple of people from Chicago, which I have submitted their music to Chop Party Radio. Sambo, do check that out. And I'm pretty sure YL has listened to the music on the Sunny Groove. Here's the thing that Shaq told me. Everything in the media they talk about Chicago, we all know how the media likes to spin shit. I went to Chicago. She took me all through the fucking hood where she grew up at. She even took me where she lives, in the hood. Here's the thing about that. These people in Chicago ain't killing each other like everyone says they are. That's media driven. That's pretty much what we call ratings. And yes, YL, you're right. People in the ones that be these new age gangsters, they're telling on themselves. And it's just not in Chicago. That's in Kansas City. It's in Wichita. It's in Detroit. It's in Dallas. It's in every city that has a gang problem. These new age gangsters are telling on themselves. Saying, yeah, I got a body. Yeah, I'm doing such and such. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, I did that. But what they're doing is they're basically feeding the media to sit here. They're feeding the media and the government and what we're talking about tonight to where everything is now limited. There is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom of expression.
Uh-oh.
This
Uh-oh.
Is where you have to. This is where you have to learn when to shut the fuck up. And a lot of people don't know. They think I'm a comedian. Why do I have the Petty Murphy Project? Why do I spit this shit on the Petty Murphy Project? Why do I spit this shit on Chop on the Radio? It's because I went and got a damn journalism degree. So I learned how the media works. And basically, how they were telling me how to write my story, I told them, hell no. Because the problem is this. If I gotta go cover it, I ain't gonna sugarcoat a goddamn thing. I'm going to tell the truth. That's my right. I'm going to school to get this degree. I'm learning the things that you're trying to teach me according to a book. And that book is bullshit because that book only tells a little bit of the story. You don't know what it is out there on the streets. This is why when they talk about conscious rappers and gangster rappers, not all gangster rappers are gangsters, people. All right? No. Let me say this one more time. Not all gangster rappers are gangsters. What exactly. They are storytellers, just like comedians. They're telling you and they're reporting the news that the news won't report. Why? It's because they're limited in what they can say. When I say that also, when we just said tonight, there's no such thing as freedom of expression. You cannot say what you want to say. It plays into the media also. You know why? Because if the media says something and it's wrong, guess who gets sued? The media. Because what is that known as? Slander. So, yes,
exactly.
I do agree. Gang members should sue. There should be some gang members that should sue. And there's been a problem when we were down in Wichita. Remember the whole gang list? And then Wichita PD put out everybody's name that was either a gang member or associated with gang members and put them out there. There's a federal lawsuit on that. So, yes, I agree. Everybody is not a gang member. I hang out with gang members, but I'm not a gang member. I only hang out with these motherfuckers because they got weed, known as rappers, okay? I hang with these motherfuckers. I get to know who they are outside of it when they put that fucking flag down and put that gun down. Some of these gang members are former gang members. Some of these men basically turned their lives around to basically provide for their families. Some of these motherfuckers are 40 and have grandchildren already. But they turn their lives around to basically make a difference in their community. And these are the old school gangsters. These are the people that we went to school with, grew up in our neighborhood. These new age gangsters, like I said, social media plays a fucking big ass part with this. These new age gangsters just don't get it. Now, they didn't have social media. There'd be nothing to fucking talk about, period. But we do, and especially in the entertainment, just because you got the money doesn't give you the right to say what you want because you have to read the language of that contract. It's known as a morality clause.
There it is.
Like,
come on.
And how do I know there's a morality clause in every contract? HBO offered me one. And I read that contract. When I read that contract back in 2017, November of 2017, and I signed it, I had to stop partying. I had to stop going out every fucking night, and I had to buckle down. Why? It's because you have eyes watching at all fucking times. This is how TMZ
was
created.
That was exactly the thing. That was exactly the thing with us and Sony, man. We had contracts right there, man, and I was in motion of signing, but certain things they had off in there, one of our members ended up getting busted.
Mm-hmm.
Get away with the whole opportunity.
Yeah, it's a morality clause. What people don't understand, you can make all the money. Make all the damn hit music or hit movies, all you fucking want. But as soon as you say something controversial, after you sign that dotted line and cash them checks, they own you. They own you. They have the right to fire your ass and take everything away from you. Why? It's because you said something that you can't take back. Nick Cannon's, and then they go to apologize. Like, why else did they get to apologizing? Nick Cannon, fuck Nick Cannon, because Nick Cannon should have stood on what he said. Professor Griffin and him were on his podcast last year where he talked about the Jews and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. He should have stood on what he said. Why did Nick Cannon whip back and apologize? It's because Nick Cannon needed the damn money. You see how many fucking kids he got now?
That's real.
He should have shut the fuck up. You already got Mariah's money. Shut the fuck up. And the whole thing with the Kevin Hart and the Oscars, I was pissed. It's because I remember the joke he said. He was talking about his son playing with Barbie dolls. It was on the Laugh at My Pain special where he talked about his uncle. Everyone go night-night. Everyone go night-night. Everybody go night-night. That special. Yep. I remember it. And the Oscars told him, he said, I'm not going to apologize for something that I said 10 years ago. And why? Why should he apologize? You know why they wanted him to apologize? It's because Kevin Hart is commercialized. Cat Williams wasn't lying. He's commercialized. I respect Kevin because he did it. He got there. But there's no way in hell I'm going to kiss somebody's ass just to host a six-hour award show that pretty much only at least three niggas have won that I have seen, one best actor. Three, maybe four, I don't know. They did rob Tina Turner and Lawrence Fishburne for What Love Got to Do with It. Will Smith should have won for Ali and The Pursuit of Happiness. There's a lot of things that's going on. The Grammys. Roy caught the Grammys. All this shit, all this entertainment shit. It plays a huge part. This is why I've always said, I don't want to be a fucking Hollywood comedian. Just pay me like one. I'm going to make my money elsewhere because I'm not going to kiss your fucking ass. The problem is
that's
this.
That's real.
The problem
that's real.
Is
let's
this.
Do this, man. Let's take a real quick break, man. Because y'all hitting on some good things, some great things. And, man, I'm loving it. So, big shouts out. Petty Murphy, YL Dallas, man. Y'all viewpoints, man. I can agree with a lot of things that y'all are saying. Because it's real. And, you know, this freedom of speech. Like you said, man, in certain situations, it ain't so freedom of speech, man. You got to understand that you can say what you want, right? But how somebody receive that or perceive that can cause a whole different situation. So, yeah, you can say the things that you want, but you got to be held accountable for those things that you say. It's your right to say what you got to say, but you got to be able to be held accountable for those things, man. And, yeah, you know you should be able to say what you should say without it offending somebody. But it's going to. And in the claw, we broke it down, man. Deemed for what it say for society. Deemed offenses to society, right? Considering factors as extent, duration, motive of speaking, and ease with which it could be avoided. So some things could have been avoided. Some things that got said on the platforms that they got said with the multitude of eyes and ears and listeners and watchers. That's a big platform. So all these things come into play, offensive principle. Now, I ride with a lot of them on speaking up. You got to speak up, man. You got to stand for yourself. But you got to understand, man, offensive principle. That's what it is. So we're going to get off into this, man, this Poets of Praise by Kia Soul, Honey Bee, and Poetic JB, man. And we be right back, right here on Back to Business, Top on the Radio. Told you, man, we get down with it, baby.
Oh, rich in spirit, sweet in personality. Sticky notes from my heart laying all around me. Poetress, life is a jungle, untangled in the rites. Soulful release of the spirits, deep fight. I'm a leader, many titles, one purpose. Inspirational motivation on the earth is the focus. I'm a philanthropist, donations of my poor dark places. Write it out into this, write out participations. I'm full of life, love to share, give and express. Experience above existence, above nonetheless. Hey, I am me, no desire to ever be a clone. I do it without permissions, I'm standing alone. I am here for a reason, first time author doing my thing. Blood, sweat, and tears, yeah, I'm up on the game. Who am I? I'm just a woman of God. I've been through a lot, but I'm ready, alive, survive. Doing what I do, right until it's right out. Honey bee, crane, shut the door and turn the lights out.
First of all, let me say this, I've been through many things, ups and downs, round and round, but you know God kept me sane.
They call me the definition of master of poetry. Conquering courses of poetics is my expertise. Hometown of victorious victories, born into the most high soldier's trees, fighting the good fight of faith. Representing a peaceful, broken, mended soul who's climbed out of mud-filled trenches to walk on spirit fields of gold. Representing those who can't speak life into themselves or find the words to tell their stories. Representing those who battle with fear. I am the courageous one with the brave shield and fear of their forever faith. I am that who is here to bring life-filled words over your existence. An example to your destination that never quit you want to see in yourself. I am that. That of love, peace, and a sound mind, a force to be reckoned with. Poetic JB, her life, her right.
This poem is called Just a Missus by Miss Agnes Lane. I remember when I was 7, all I could think of was heaven. By the time I turned 9, all I would do is constantly whine. A couple of years after I was 12, had 2 little bulges in my chest as well. The next year of my sweet 13, I heard I was a teenager, to me not seen. 3 years later, I was a sweet 16. Agnes Hutton had written me a book for a scene. By the time I reached 20, I had 2 kids, both drinking out of sippy cups with lids. Before I was 30, I had 4 of them, all star steppers. I had to back-to-back for Jim. I would not change anything about my life. Even my 20s, I became a wife. It was not the best of marriage for me, but it sure was a part of who I came to be. As I sit and remember bits and pieces of my life, I am still just a miss.
I'm all on ya, I can tell you want it. Baby, keep it real, let me put it on ya. So baby, come and ride the wave, no time for games. Put all the stress to rest, cause it's not the same. And everything that I said I mean, I know this might be how you're paying my rent. I'm saying I, baby, when I get my hands on you, you drop a whole bag on it.
Cause the money ain't a thing and I know you gon' flaunt it. No questions asked, you let me get it when I want it. You know I beat it like Scrappy, put the paws on it. Your last was a lame, me ain't really had a bag. I already knew what it was, I just ain't wanna brag. Throw it on the counter, let them throw it in the bag. Never worry about the cash, cause I always keep a stash. I told you when I got my hands on you, it's going down. Never in the city, always in another town. You put the kitty in my face, yeah, I own it now. The pace been fast, no need to slow it down. Baby girl, I got my hands on you. Ain't no telling what these hands gon' do. No working out, but you know I sweat you. I drop the bag, whole thing on you.
Baby, when I the gasoline. As I'm screaming my name, gon' drop that bag, spin that cash. I'm in my own lane, I know they mad, know they mad. Baby, when I get my hands on you, you drop a whole bag on it. Ooh, and baby, when I get my hands on you, you drop a whole bag on it. Oh, and baby,
always talk about things that go on right here in our country, man. But if things that go on in a lot of other countries that a lot of people are dealing with, Check this out right here, man. Forced to play in panties. The Norwegian beach handball team decided they had enough, man. So when the European Championship began, the members of the Norwegian women's beach handball team played in their standard uniforms, sports bras, and bikini briefs that could not exceed 10 centimeters at the side. They played 8 games in panties. As longtime team member Elizabeth Hammerstead refers to them before they decided to rebel. At their bronze medal match on Sunday, once they qualified the upcoming World Championship, the region players ran onto the court in spandex shorts. It was an opportunity to make a statement. Hammerstead said, "We are athletes who just want to be playing our sport." For violating the rules of the Internal Handball Federation, the team was fined 1,500 euros, which is about $1,770. The European Handball Federation agreed to discuss uniform regulations at a meeting in August after the Norwegian Handball Federation raised the issue at a meeting in April. Both the European Handball Federation and the International Handball Federation are committed to popularizing beach handball. All right, so in a statement it said, "All contributions in that respect and measures that will support the ambitions of this attractive sport are supported." The Internal Handball Federation did not respond when they were requested for comment. So like beach volleyball, beach handball is played on a sand court, often with music playing in the background. It's fast-paced and a really intense full-body workout, Emerson said. An entire match can last 20 minutes. So the Norwegian women's beach handball team has been advocating for different uniforms for 15 years. Hammerstein said, "It's infuriating, it's frustrating to see the difference between the women's uniform and those of the male players who compete in tank tops and shorts," she said. "When you're wearing a bikini, it's harder to concentrate on the sport," Hammerstein said. "You have to be running, doing gymnastic moves. Their uniforms can slip out of play. A photographer might capture an unflattering or revealing picture which could circulate on social media." Well, y'all know how that is. "As an athlete," Hammerstein said, "you don't want to be thinking about any of that. I don't understand why we have to wear those kinds of clothes when it takes all the focus away from the sport that we love," she said. "The uniform also includes those with different body types. Someone who is hesitant to wear a bikini might assume that beach handball is not for them. But this is an inclusive sport with lots of different roles that women can play." In 2012, the International Volleyball Federation changed its uniform requirements for beach volleyball, offering several additional options, including a one-piece bathing suit or a shirt and shorts. After the guidelines changed, Aegis beach volleyball team competed at the Olympics in long-sleeve shirts and pants. Given the choice, some players prefer the standard bikini briefs. There are less places for sand to hide. As one player said, the former communication director of USA Volleyball told USA Today, and that was back in 2016. So Kerry Walsh Jennings, who played beach volleyball on the U.S. team and won Olympic gold in 2004, 2008, and 2012, was a staunch defender of the bikini brief uniform in 16. "When it comes to beach volleyball, we're playing in 100 degrees plus weather," she told the HuffPost that year. "I think we just got to educate the public, take it with a grain of salt, make sure we're working hard and not playing up the sex appeal because it's inherited anyway. Women who want to continue wearing bikini briefs should have that option. Either way," she said, "it should be a woman's choice." Also, she added in beach handball, saying, "We'll get under your clothes no matter what you wear. It's no secret why the uniform regulations have been slow to change," Hammerstein said. "Viewers enjoy watching women in skimpy outfits. There is a deep-rooted idea that women's sports aren't as interesting to watch as men's sports because women aren't as good at athletics as men are," said Cheryl Cookie, a professor of American Studies at Purdue University, who specializes in gender and athletics. "To make women's sports more popular," she said, "people in athletic leadership have implemented these kinds of dress codes in sports such as beach volleyball, beach handball, and gymnastics. While that notion is being challenged by people such as the members of the Norwegian beach handball team," she said, "it was a very strong foothold. It's patriarchy and it's sexism. Let's just be real. Skimpy clothes don't seem to make a sport more popular," Cocky said. "If it did," she said, "beach volleyball would be the most watched sport in the United States. These uniform regulations are a way to force athletes to better align with our cultural expectations for women." Women in national athletic teams are powerful and dominant, strong, and competitive, she said. Descriptors, they defy traditional norms of femininity. By making women play handball and bikini, she said, is the mostly male athletic federations are reminding viewers that women and men are fundamentally different, even at the highest levels of athletic competition. Hammerson is optimistic that the rules could change soon. The Norwegian Handball Federation has been supportive of the team's efforts, she said, encouraging the players to defy the rules by wearing shorts and agreeing to cover the cost of the fine. The national handball teams of Norway wrote a message of support on Instagram on Tuesday. Other teams have also been supportive, Hammerson said. The women's beach handball teams from Sweden, Denmark, and France, shout out to all of them because they all tune in to Top on the Radio. Back to their decision. Sweden's coaches recently asked permission for the teenagers on the junior team to wear shorts. Hammerson said they were denied. They're 16, 17, and 18 years old. She said it's kind of disgusting that those girls have to play in those clothes. Think about the age of men that's there. Just be real. While Hammerson is grateful for all the media covers of this issue, she would love to read an article that focuses on her team's stellar performance. Most articles only mention the world championship qualifying success in the line at the very end, she said. We never get attention for our medals or how well we do, she said. In the media, it's all about the pennies. Right? So we go through a lot of things, man. And, you know, we can talk about a lot of things, complain about a lot of things. But, hey, man, it's a lot of situations and it's a lot of things going out there. And remember, a couple shows back, if you've been following us, we was talking about the differences and how women are treated and men are treated when it comes to sports and it comes to certain levels here in our country. That right there was from a whole different aspect from a different people, and look how that happened. Look what they're going through. So what's out there, man?
Girl, I'm on the way. Got the key in the car when I pull up. Swerve doing that. Let your weave at the back. You like that. Drink up. Sip on that ice, baby. Link up. We that can do anything. It's a goddamn pretty to be stuck at home. Shot down niggas set the beat to go. Southbound with it where you need new clothes. Hide them pretties all serious to the bars. And they gon' wish that they had it. With a spring dough ready to put a dent in the mattress. Whoa, and have a fish for status. And if you post that picture, make sure that you add me. Yeah.
Back to Top on the Radio, back to Business 16. I am the Mr. Baby, and y'all already know, man, we've been talking about freedom of speech, man, in different contexts, man. And things that have happened with some of the artists, man, some popular rappers said some things. Well, I want to drop this off on you. If you've been tuning in the whole show and you've been listening, or if you're hitting a replay and taking the show out, then you've been following along. And this goes right along with what we said when we was coming into the conversation. All right. Now, the baby. Everybody know the form of the rapper, the baby. You know, it is what it is. Y'all know I don't like dropping names, but the baby, right? His performance got canceled following the homophobic comments. This is what we say about the people you connected to, things you got going on. You can say what you got to say, but there's consequences. And you got to be able to stand up and be held accountable. So 1 week after the baby delivered homophobic comments on stage at Rolling Loud Miami, Lollapalooza has dropped the rapper from his lineup just hours before he was supposed to perform at Grand Park in Chicago on Sunday night. So it was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. And then read the statement from the Lollapalooza released on Sunday morning. With that in mind, Baby would no longer be performing at Grand Park tonight. Instead, they bumped up Young Thug in his position, and G Herbo will take that later afternoon. So, they said they think it's nowhere, there's no place at Lollapalooza or anywhere else in the world for hatred and for bullying and for ridiculing people. He said he wanted to talk for a moment about the gay community because they're out in force here in Chicago and they're fierce. And we love them and we support them and we defend them. That's what I like to say. But the baby being criticized heavily for his comments, which he told the crowd, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phones and your lighter up. Ladies, if you have a JJ smell like water, put your lighters and your cell phones up. Fellas, if you ain't sucking no penis in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up. Glad called the comments inaccurate, hurtful, and harmful. Baby's being criticized by several artists over the past week, man, who said they were surprised or horrified. A lot of people did stand up for him, you know what I mean? And you know, kind of backed him, you know, came to his defense or stood on the same side of what he was saying. But, like we said, sometimes the things you choose to do or what you put your name down to, what you put your word on, won't allow you to say what you need, whatever it is you want to say, fly off the handle because of the repercussions for it. There it is. The baby is on that motor, that scale, that top scale, getting dropped from a performance hours before he was about to perform. That's the game. And that's how real it is. So see, when you forget these things and you get caught up in your life and you get caught up in all this stuff that don't really matter, man, you forget. Just because you live your life a certain way doesn't mean it's acceptable to everybody. And when you commit to certain things, they're gonna hold you accountable. And that can cause loss of money, sponsorships, man, business, patrons coming through the door, all kind of stuff, man. Fans coming to the stadium to watch you play, all kind of stuff, man. So got to be careful. And like I said, people look up to these stars, and I ain't saying all of them is bad, and I ain't saying all of them is good. But let's be honest, man. Some of them are the front runners that helps shape what a lot of our culture's youth are doing and younger men are doing. They're some of the front runners for it. So it's very crucial for the things that they do and the things that they say is very crucial for them. Like we said, man, hey, if you gay, that's you. That's your thing. It is what it is. That's on you. That's whatever. Ain't got nothing to do with me. It's personal. That's what you do. If I say, hey, man, I'm not with it. And if you say, hey, I ain't with you as a man being with a woman, hey, that's your opinion. We both got an opinion. But I ain't going to disrespect you. You ain't going to disrespect me. Deemed offensive to society, motives of the speaker. Some things a major rapper can say can get somebody beat up that night, shot that night, stabbed that night. Let's just be 100K, man. So saying certain things, man, could cause damage, could cause damage. If a person who wasn't even, who didn't even have their cell phone, a woman, a black woman, show you how fake these artists is. A black woman who didn't even have a cell phone in your face that bumped you, you could slap the dog mess out of that woman like she was a 245-pound man. And you slapped the wrong person. And come out with your apology and apologize to her and say that, well, she shouldn't have had her phone in your face when it wasn't even the right phone. But see, these are the people that y'all look up to and y'all help make the millions because they're entertaining. But then the character could have been my sister, your mama, my mama, your daughter, or what, right? But well, hey, let's just not think about that. Let's not say nothing about that. Oh, everybody makes mistakes. Uh-huh. But when you got a history of doing that, they made mistakes, that's your character. That's who you are. So when they call certain people on certain things, man up. If you was man enough to hit a woman in front of everybody who drove from wherever she lived to come and pay money to come see you, to support you, and you slap her, and it wasn't even the woman whose phone hit his face. No, dog. Whatever they throw at you, man up. Man up. Be that gangster just like you was. You know, you got a body on you. You slapping women. You doing these type of things in public in front of people. Man up when they come for your head. Man up when they come for you for what you say. See, you put the energy out there. You can't tuck your tail and run when it start coming back to you. And that's what a lot of them fake gangsters in the industry don't understand. Ain't nobody in the industry, man, no, that's still in the industry, really active in the gangster life. Don't work. It's been proven over and over again. So when you live your life like that and they call you out on something, psh, man, I don't care. Suck that shit up. Instead of be calling the baby, maybe change the name to the man. And then you can take some responsibility for the things you said. We all had to do it. So he got to do it too. I ain't taking nothing off of him. I ain't running to his defense. He ain't paying me no money. He ain't helping none of my people eat. He ain't standing up for the culture in my eyes for where I come from. I know the music. I hear all that. I ain't knocking none of that. Very good artist. But it's the same man that was walking around Southwest by Southwest with a baby diaper on. So y'all forget these things and y'all overlook these things. If a person will walk around, if a person is that so much into wanting to be a superstar, as a grown man will dress in a diaper and walk around thousands and thousands and thousands of people, it's no limits to what he'll do. It's no measure of honor you can really put on him. Because he's already showing you he'll do whatever he got to do to achieve what he got to achieve. So slapping the shit out of that woman like he did, that's expected. And what happened? He became one of the most popular rappers today. Black women still support him, still tune into his music. See, that's that mental game they play with you. When they say mind control and everybody think of sitting down in a lab somewhere and they got you hooked up to some wires and they controlling your mind. No, man. No, they feed it to you every day. Little bit by little bit. Much every day. Every day. It gets in you. To where when you see things is wrong, it just becomes to where you don't think they wrong, but you know they are, but you don't care. I don't care, man. that was my sister, man. It would have been some problems, man. And that's one issue I have. Everybody make mistakes. True that. But if you took a man's life before in your life and you came out of that and you're blessed to be out here and you're able to receive blessings, slapping the shit out of a woman that didn't even do what you accused her to do, that don't get you any rank. They don't get you any stripes in my book. I wasn't going to say his name because I don't have anything against him as an artist. But I've seen the character, man. I don't know the man, but it's what you show. Put your hands on that woman, and I am totally against that. So I don't care what he does in the next 10. If they cancel him from everything, he deserves it. That's karma. Duality. Everything's a duality. You got your good, you got your evil. You got your right, you got your wrong. When you did wrong, I mean, hey, normal person, man, we got to pay for that. Nobody ever say nothing about it. It won't be in the news. We won't get sympathy. We just got to deal with it like we got to deal with it. And that's what his ass need to do. Lil Nas X, he need to sit his ass down on that shit he doing, but that's what he choose to do, so that's his art. However messed up it is, that's his art. That's what they allow him to do for the agenda that he's pushing. The baby, hey, man, you're an ex-criminal. You done came from the streets, and they allow you to make it millions. I'm going to end it with this like Petty Murphy say. Learn when to shut the fuck up. Till next time, man. We out.